Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I received a letter in the mail regarding funding and for a business loan.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation number on there?
It is 2411-0801-0007-2766.
Okay. Let me pull your information up.
Okay.
And I have Lake Uniforms.
Yes.
Am I speaking with Karen?
Yes.
Okay. And the number you're calling from, is that a business line or a cell phone?
My cell phone line. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And are you still at the 10601 U.S. Highway 441 address in Leesburg?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm showing the business was started around 2003?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Yes. So it's something specific. I took out a loan with Switch Capital, and I don't know if you're familiar with them, and it was a 12-month loan.
Okay.
And I guess at the time it looked good to me, but then the payback of what I'm paying back in 12 months is, like, really kind of strapping me right now.
Okay.
And so I wanted to find a loan with some longer terms or something
sure.
different that I could take care of them.
Okay.
And, you know, have a little bit of capital to work with.
Yeah. What is, what's the balance that you have with them currently?
Currently it's $34,000.
$34,000. Okay. And when did you take that loan out?
Approximately 3.5, about 3.5 months ago, because I think when I took it out, it was $48,000.
Okay.
And my payment is about $1,000 a week.
$1,000 a week now. Okay. And was the original loan amount 48, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they typically have shorter-term programs. They actually used to only go out to 9 months, so 12 months is really long for them. But we have loans that go out to 2 and 3 years. We can try and apply for one of those programs for you.
Okay.
Now, what does your business do exactly?
We're a retail uniform store. We sell retail medical uniforms, chef wear, hospitality, hotels. We do a lot of the major hotels, the Microtels and Days Inn, and we do embroidery and screen printing.
Okay. So is it a retail store where you have a storefront?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And then are you the sole owner there?
Yes.
Okay. And would you also be using the funds for inventory or just general operational costs?
Yeah, I want to pay off this loan, and I want to have funds that I can I want to get down to my goal is to get down with some of my vendors of not having terms. I want to pay them off completely.
Okay.
And I want to get where I'm paying, when I place my orders, I'm paying with a credit card. I'm comfortable doing that.
Okay.
So I'm not carrying balances over with my vendors.
Yeah.
I would feel better if I did that.
Okay. Now, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
For gross, hang on, I'm connected to them, so let me pull their yearly report real quick.
Okay.
Sales, cash flow summary, and we're going to January 1 of 15 to December 31st of 15. And
just a ballpark figure is fine as well.
Okay, well, no, I'm going to give you what the report says here.
Okay.
Out of the computer. But that's our POS system, so it's a really good system. In sales, it's still checking. Hold on, it's almost done. In sales last year, we did, go down here at the bottom, cash, let's check. Gross sales last year were $359,000.
$359,000, okay. And what are you? What have you been averaging the past few months in terms of revenue?
Hang on a second. I can let you know that too.
Okay.
Cash flow summary. We're in August. Let me. Do you want me to start with May, maybe? You want me to start with the month of May and work for June and July?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay. In May, it was, scroll down, gross sales in May were $31,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is with my sales tax on there.
Okay.
On my report, just to let you know.
Okay.
And then, let's see, in with May, let me do June. June 1 to June 30th was. And what was your name again?
Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah.
June was gross sales were 32.
Okay.
July. Yeah. I know we looked at July recently and we're like, oh, what happened? It's the summertime. July 1 to July 31st. And July was 24,000.
Okay. So if we were to pay that off, do you know how much you were paying back total on that loan?
The total, I borrowed like, I think 40,000, and then they had the whatever, and it went from 40 to 48,000. So
okay.
The original borrow amount was 40.
I see. Okay.
And then they add everything on there, and okay, now
yeah.
We're at 48, and then every week we'll pay 1,000, just about 1,000.
Okay. So we're in an interesting situation because typically we would pay that loan off and then net you about 50% of the loan amount. So if you were looking to pay off, just say it's $30,000, we would have to give you a loan for $60,000. We do have, a little bit of fluctuation in terms of the percentages. So it doesn't have to be exactly 50%.
I don't need that much.
Yeah. So I'm thinking we have a couple of programs that we would be able to pay that off and basically do like a refinance and get you into something lower. But you would probably only net maybe, if we can get it approved, like $5,000 to $10,000 maybe after paying the loan
off. Okay.
Would that help you?
That would help because my loan payment is $4,000 a month. And if I can get that lowered, I'm there.
Okay. So that's the main thing. You just want to get the monthly lowered, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then the other thing I was thinking about doing, and I haven't looked into it yet, but
uh-huh.
We have a lot of accounts that we bill. Hospital and, just different doctor's offices that have accounts with us, and they're on terms with us for net 30. And generally, we carry a balance that they owe us of about $12,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we have contemplated to get that money in quicker is using, and I don't know if you know anything about them, there are businesses that will, on your accounts receivable, they will actually collect your accounts receivable, but then they will give you the money and take a percentage off when they collect it. Do you know anything about that or not?
We've come across that mainly for like factoring. Have you heard of that? Factoring loans? It's a lot of like truck drivers. Typically that's what we see. I would say like 95% of truck drivers do that where the company will pay for everything in advance and then take a portion out of that. But then the receivables loans, people ask me about it, but we don't, I don't personally know of any companies that do that.
Okay.
Well,
that's something we had to lose time out because that gets the cash flow in instead of holding on to that,
Right.
Trying to get everybody to pay within their 30 days. But we are getting very hard with our account, so we'll
leave
that on the back burner.
Okay. So that's what I think that we can potentially do. Usually what it comes down to with these types of loans is the balance mm-hmm. owed and then what you're doing in revenue, because we don't want to give a business too much money and then put them in a situation that's going to be worse off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we have these ratios that we use when we look at things like this.
Yeah, and I think that me taking out the Switch Capital loan, I think that that's having that short-term loan, it just didn't do well for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do this. I'll need a few items to kind of evaluate everything and see what we can do.
Okay.
What's a good email address for you?
You can use mine. Its last name is G-U, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, I-L-L. The letter
okay.
K, and the letter S is in Sam.
Okay.
And that's at hotmail.com.
Okay. So I have GUPTILLKS at hotmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. I'll send you what I need. It's just a one-page application. We'll look at 6 months
okay.
of your business bank statements. Do you do a lot of credit card transactions?
We do.
Okay. We may want to take a look at some merchant statements as well. It may benefit you, benefit
okay.
the business to look at that as well. And then okay. your most recent tax return. So that's all we'll need. And I'll go ahead and
okay.
email that to you. And then once we get that back, it usually is about a day within a day we can have some feedback as to what we can do for you.
Okay. Now, a couple things. Now, my
sure.
recent tax return is not last year because we just filed an extension, so those haven't
okay.
been filed since before.
2014 fine.
Okay, and then on my bank statement,
uh-huh.
it will show the merchants and the deposits into the checking account
okay.
from the merchant services. So let me know if you still need those.
Yeah,
and
we'll still need it because... sorry, because on the merchant statements, it shows, it has the exact breakdown of
okay.
amount of transactions and that sort of information
okay.
that we're looking for.
Okay. I'll also put in there we use a uniform solution, the POS at our store, and it's
uh-huh.
also a really, it keeps track of our sales, our tax, everything for every month, and it's really awesome. So I'll send
okay.
you those reports.
Perfect.
So you'll have those to look at as well. Now, I'm an S corp. I don't know if that matters. And
yeah, that's
I know
fine.
That means that our 2014 tax return, we showed a loss. So even though I had revenue, we kind of showed a loss because I am an S corp.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that's
I don't
fine.
Know if that's going to hurt me. Okay.
No, that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
It wasn't big, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I will work on getting that. You shoot me an email, and then I'll shoot you back with all the information.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.